day. To give, to contribute to the environment. It is the very nature of the eternal surface, eternal substance, to contribute to the environment and not to draw from the environment. Contribution to the environment. All the very nature of all the units there. And if you can acquire that sort of inner flow of you, you can easily mix with that, with the lila, with the pastimes of that play.
Some devotees, they are using tarot cards, I Ching, to get advice, to understand with their everyday problems, how to deal with them. Can such a devotee see Krishna working through the tarot or the I Ching?
I Ching.
The I Ching or the tarot card.
And
some devotees are using.
Using. One can use motor car for his own pleasure. Another, suppose the doctors, they can use the car to help the patients. Help the patients. To do good to the others also car, there's a speedy conveyance may be utilized more than walking. Do you follow?
No, you don't follow.
Suppose a doctor, if he does not use the motor car, he goes to attend the patients, 3 or 4 patients he may attend. But if he uses the car, then 10 patients he may attend. For the goodness of the society, he is using the car. For the good of others. So, when you are using all these things, the two aspects to be found here. The everything should be used for him, for his work, for his service. That is one thing. And you are using that to serve his cause. If you do not use that, then you will not be able to do good to so many. Like doctor. Doctor using the cycle or the motor car, that means he can attend many patients. But if he does not use the speedy conveyance, then he won't be able to serve many patients. Is it not clear to you? You? All?
Yes.
So, when a devotee, he uses motor car, if for his own luxury it is bad, if to serve the cause of the Lord, it is all right. Everything meant for him, for his cause, to preach his devotion. It is all right. You are not a party to exploit. You are not exploiting. You are rendering service, and the car has also come to help you in your service. No question of exploitation. You are not enjoying the car, but you are disgusted. You are disgusted to sit in the car whole day and going to this patient, that patient, so many patients, it is very disgusting for you to get on the car. Still you are doing for the good of the society. I'm not clear.
Well, what I was asking basically is there were some devotees.
If the money is used really for the service of the Lord, they are being utilized. You will be blessed by them. But if you, for your own self-gratification, it is condemned.
Problem is,
because you are here, you are in the mud. And if you come to get out of the mud, you have to handle in some way the mud. And then you can come to the dry soil. So you are in the midst of this physical civilization. And everything you should try to utilize to go towards your goal.
Some devotees in Los Angeles, they were seeing...
Some devotees, it is not a question of some devotees. It depends on the quality of the attitude of the devotee, who uses the money, the car, the plane, everything. Everything should be utilized in the service of the Lord. It depends. Only show of devotion, but at heart he is exploiting, he is enjoying. But he is showing that is no for the service. He will be doomed. But one, if he utilizes anything and everything for really service of the Lord, he will be blessed, he will improve. It is attitude, inner attitude, that will give you the proper results, good or bad. How you tackle the thing. A man, a doctor is also entering the knife into the body. And a gunda.
Robert.
He is also entering the knife into the body. Two things are not one and the same. So everything may be utilized for the good and also for the bad.
With these things...
It is a simple thing. Why it is not clear to you, I can't understand.
The difficulty is, just like we want to use a car in Krishna's service, but to find someone who knows how to drive the car properly...
You must be sincerely do that. Use the car for the service of Krishna, not for your show and your prestige, or for your enjoyment, pleasure, or this.
Even, but if
it depends on you, your attitude, your heart, but how you take that.
The practical thing is to find someone who knows how to drive the car. We want to use it, our intention is right, but to find someone who knows the science of driving the car. So with these things like astrology or tarot or I Ching, they don't know, they cannot find someone who knows the science properly. Their intention might be right, but to find someone who actually knows this science, that is the difficulty. That's sometimes they get misinformation, and then
I don't follow fully.
Sometimes they approach people.
Someone he knows that he's riding the car for the good of the people for preaching Hari Katha. But others who does not know, they are also sitting in this car. Do you say?
No, I'm saying that we our intention is to use the car in the service of Krishna.
Yes.
But then there's a practical side to find someone who knows how to drive the car properly. Who knows the science of actually driving the car. So he can take
us... Then he may not use the car and he does not know. Why should he... Then he will go to learn how to drive the car and then he will come to serve the Lord. That is not necessary.
So this, the point is this astrology or this I Ching or these tarot cards, they are all like fortune telling. And they can't find the right people who know the
science. Shuddha bhakti, the devotion pure, does not say that sthane sthita suti gatan, wherever you are, you join direct to the campaign. You are not to emulate your position. Yes, one who has got money, he is giving the money.
Mm.
And the one who is poor, he will go to earn money and then he will give the money to the dead. It is not necessary.
Mm.
He has got body, he will give the body. He has got money, he will give money.
Mm.
He won't waste his energy further in earning what is not with him.
Mm.
One who has got brain, he will give the brain.
Mm.
Whatever he has got in his present position, he can begin his serving with that capital.
Mm.
Because not that the physical amount is everything,
mm.
but the heart with which he goes, that is everything.
Mm.
And in Christ told that when he called money for church building, that so many contributions, then one asked who has given the greatest amount. He told that blind beggar, he has given 1 rupee or something. His contribution is the highest. And now there 1 lakh contribution is there, well, it's close. Money he has got, 1 lakh given a part.
Mm-hmm.
But this man, the whole thing he earned, he has given the whole.
Mm-hmm.
So bhavagrahi janardana, not the physical amount, but the quality of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is to be reckoned. And this Rajasya Yajna case, the one mongoose, he rolled on the pot where the Brahmin was fed in the time of a famine, the whole week's ration of a family. One gentleman, his wife, his son, his daughter. The king sent the ration for a week. And when they have got the ration, one guest has come. I am very hungry. There was a mutual quarrel. The otithi guest, he must be fed. Then the Brahmin told, I shall give my quota. The wife, no, you give mine. You are my lord. If you die, then we will look after them. I shall die with mine. The son, no, you parents, it is my duty to serve you. I should offer my quota. The daughter told, no, I shall have to go to some other family few days after. If I die, you won't be affected your family life, so my quota should be given. But the Brahmin took decision, I am responsible for the family, and the guest has come to me. I am the guardian of the family. What I shall say, you are to obey. I shall give my quota. First his, then his wife, then son, then daughter, all finished. Then that Brahmin came out. I am Dharma, I have come to test you. And in that pot, a mongoose, it rolled. Body was turned into golden color. Only in the tail, a little remaining. Then that mongoose, when the Rajasya Yajna of the Pandava, under the guidance of Krishna, was finished, this mongoose came, and it was seen to roll on that place of yajna, the sacrifice. Then the people there inquired, what's the matter, why that mongoose is rolling on the sacrificing place? Krishna asked him. Then they asked and he came out with his answer, that in some time, in some famine time, such things occurred, and I rolled on that pot, and the whole body turned into golden color. then wherever I hear some name of sacrifice, I go and I try to rub my tail, which is remaining, but I don't find. But here also you yoga under the guidance of Krishna, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Bhim, many things have been come and sacrificed here with this. I came at this place, if I can rub the man's tail, it will surely be turned into golden color. But I am rubbing and rubbing very slight portion. But there, this is called the question of quality. Mm-hmm. The Brahmins, at the stake of their whole life of the family, they sacrificed. Mm. A small thing, but here, amount is very big, but the quality is not so much. Mm? Mm. So quality is necessary, not quantity. Quality. Bhavagrahi janardana. The 1 rupee, the contribution of 1 rupee may surpass the contribution of 1 lakh or a crore. It is such. Bhavagrahi. The sincere feeling, that is most valuable. And what? The mass, this is all black money. I have got so many things that I am a black marketeer. I have controlled, I am a user part of all these things. I controlled, this is mine. This body is not mine. And I think this kingdom is mine. Then I am the worst sufferer under illusion, under Maya. So surrender, not surrender of the kingdom, but surrender of your soul. Dhanasishyadivhi dharai ya bhaktir bhupajyate. Not by any deputation, deputation of money, dhan, shishya, or I am engaging my disciple for the service of the Lord. Not by that. Shishyadivhi dharai. But my wife, I have asked her, to do the service of the Lord, and I must enjoy the benefit. No, well, by some representative, you don't bear. You yourself begin the meanest service. When Maharaj Prataparudra wanted to mix with Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu ignored. But when Mahaprabhu saw the Prataparudra, when that chariot will start, he has come and is a menial service is doing. That,
sweeping.
Sweeping
with the broom.
With broom, that menial service, the sweeper.
Yes.
Sweeper service he is doing. Mahaprabhu's heart melted there. Mm. Melted there. Oh, he has gone. Low. Outwardly he is king, but his heart within is very humble towards Jagannatham. Then he embraced him without by the inner quality of the heart and not by extensive property. So heart is the party, the man is the party, not his blackmailed property. So wherever you are, engage yourself from there begin. There begin, empty-handed begin, with your whatever you have at your hand. Empty-handed, you join the group of the sadhus. You come.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Once I was reading an encyclopedia, and it mentioned some Bengali devotee by the name of Harnath.
Hmm? Pagal Harnath in Bankura.
Yes.
He was a thought leader.
Could read someone else's mind.
Devotee externally, but she had some that sort of siddhi, that haramat, allowed. Outwardly he was a devotee, accepted Mahaprabhu, but modified with his siddhi.
So he was not a pure bhakta.
What did you find there?
It mentioned that he preached chanting of the names of God.
Yes.
It mentioned that he had some mystic power that
would
come back to life after being dead for some time, stuff like this. He also said that his writings were an incarnation in this age.
So his devotees preached much about him.
Can the devotee use astrology for his... Can the devotee use astrology to assist him in his service?
I don't follow what
he's asking. If a devotee can use astrology to assist him in seva.
Anukulasya sankalpa, it is favorable, he may do, but it is not necessary that he will go and learn astrology to utilize it for the purpose. He will begin, he will join the serving campaign with whatever capital he has got with him at present, not to acquire any material qualification and then to join. No material qualification is necessary. Whatever is necessary is you yourself are necessary. And not necessary of any wealth pertaining to you, whatever it may be. Even not learning. Even learning is not necessary. Even the scriptural knowledge is not necessary. What to speak of the money or this siddhi, etc. Even the knowledge of the scripture is not necessary. Nahaṁ veda is no tapasā, no dāne no natijyaya. Neither by Vedic knowledge, veda is no tapasā, neither by penance, tapasā. No dāne no, not by gift, not ijyaya, not by sacrifice. Only exclusive devotion I want. I want you, and not your wealth or anything from you that belongs to me already. What you will give to me? Everything is mine. And you are also mine. You devote. I want you. That is the general circumstance. This or that, you will go to acquire something that already is mine, and you will go, oh, I am giving, this is mine, I am giving to you. What is yours?
Yoga.
Then you yourself is mine, and you go to collect this thing and that thing and to give it to me. That is already mine. I have your own machine.
There is a difference between karma yoga and bhakti.
Is it clear? Now, no. Not yet.
Yes. But for one who knows.
You come alone, come naked, knowing fully well nothing belongs to you. You are my property and nothing is your property. With this understanding, come to me. I do not want anything as your contribution. Nothing belongs to you. On the other hand, you belong to me fully. With this understanding, what is to be done, do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nāyamātmā prabhacane lubbha no medhayābhā bhūnā sutīna. Nothing is necessary. Not even basic knowledge is necessary. You are a fool, as a fool you come to me. Gyāni prayāsa mudapāsya namanteva. Wherever, in whatever position you are, you give a salute and enter my domain. Wherever you are. Not waste any second to get anything for me, any upadhokan, any presentation for me. No presentation I want from you. You yourself present to me. You already belong to me. With this repentance only you can come. If anything, any presentation you want to come, come with your tears in the eye. That so long I was a cheater, I disappointed, not disappointed, I was a traitor, I was a loser. With repentance I come back to my Lord. With this repentant mood and the tears in your eye come to me, my friend. That is the call. And no presentation. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Ridai Gaudhari Gaud. The tears, that will be some presentation, laudable presentation. My Lord, I am repentant. I am a traitor. I should be punished. I should be punished. You punished me for my betrayal. Punish me. With this repentant mood, we shall approach to our Lord. That should be our wealth, our presentation, nothing else. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari, Nidai Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari.
Maharaj, my question is fasting ever recommended as a way to progress spiritually?
He's asking about fasting.
Huh?
He's asking about fasting, abstaining from food. Is it a recommended way for advancing spiritually?
For the beginners, according to the Shastra, how to approach him, that if something is necessary, that to go to that plane from here, these things, this sort of things will help you in your journey. The recommendation is there. Start from your as a home to the goal. But you may be hungry in the path or may face some difficulty. This sort of direction given to you, that will help you to go to your destination. In this way, Anukulasya, some rulings have been given. From foreign land you want to go back to your home. There are some, this water, this shelter in the path you may use in this way, that will help you. In this way, some sort of recommendation. The gradual process. Mainly thing is this, what I told, but the gradual process, so many things are necessary. Sadhu Sangha. And the journey, if you get a good companion, that would help you more. And sometimes taking food of such way, not wine, but only to keep up your body so that you can go on, travel long, in this way, something like that may be helpful. Anukullasya sankalpa, pratikulla visarjanam, what is favorable, you have to accept, and what is unfavorable, you have to reject. In this way, mainly, you have to go. Sadhu sangha, and one good companion on the way of your journey. And also guide book that may also help you. Shastra. Nidai Gaur Hari Go, Nidai Gaur Hari Go, Nidai Gaur Hari Go. Is he at Madhukanta?
Yes.
Could not meet. Sorry. Gaur Hari Go. Nidai Gaur Hari Go. Nidai Gaur Hari Go, Nidai Gaur Hari Go. What's the time?
10 o'clock.
10 already? Nidai, 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 Nidai.
I have some questions. In our own ISKCON society, we had a very high philosophy, very high understanding of what is God.
Have you?
But when it came to our social structure, we had, if not as many problems as the Karmis, more problems. So, in a sense, it seems we have failed as far as being a society.
It's the question of jnana and vigyan, knowledge and then the practical application. So the practical application of the knowledge has not as yet been perfected or is not successful. As far as socially, like Varnashram, has not been very successful.
Varnashram in this Kali Yuga not very suitable. So Bhagavad Dharma has come to our relief. What is that? And Varnashram, the Antaja, the Shudra, the Vaishya, the Kshatriya, the Brahmin, the seeker after spiritual truth, then Vaishnava, in this way going. Asuddha Shudra Kalpahi Brahmana Kali Sambhava. In this Iron Age, in the Black Age, it is very difficult to find the Brahmin of the real type. So generally it may be considered all as Shudra. And Bhagavad Dharma has been extended to this. Wherever you are, get the mantra from the bona fide Guru and begin your journey from there. Sthane sthita suti gatan. Maybe a Shudra, does not matter. Maybe a Brahmin, does not matter. Oh, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, not much difference. This is all under Maya, a little condition in Maya. But avoiding that problem, try to take a decision of straight journey from wherever you are. Get a bona fide guru, and under his direction, at his disposal, you move, you live your life, and try to make progress towards spiritual world. Sthanisthita. And only to help that Bhagavad Dharma, this Daivavarnasram was organized by our Guru Maharaj. That it may be, if it's ranked in such a way, it will be a little per month, March, a system, a classification amongst the those that are marching, that will help. The mass marching, not individual case, but when mass marching, then a systematic classification amongst the who will go ahead and who will be make arrangement, look after the organization, and the who will finance, and the who will general help. In this way, in a body, if we march, it will be convenient for us. So this Varnasram, Daiva Varnasram. Those that are endowed with Shastric knowledge, they may be considered as Brahmin. Those good organizers, they may be reckoned as Kshatriya. Those can finance, able to finance the march, they may be considered as Vaishya. And the general labor class, they may be considered as Shudra. In this way, a society can march from the science to science, from the matter to a spirit. That is end of this Daiva Varnasram, to form a system in the mass movement. It will be convenient for the individuals to march. In this way, it was conceived by our Guru Maharaj first, and he started with this Daiva Varnasram, the sacred thread, the Vaishya, who can collect money, and the organizer, controller, and also the scholarly class, who can give representation of the real meanings of the scriptures to the society, supply the advices of the Shastra and the Sadhu, and the next the organizer, the third the financier, and the fourth the general labor. In this way, mass movement from the science to science. That was conceived by our Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he inaugurated that first here in Vaishnava cult of Mahaprabhu.
Then there's the ashram part, the brahmachari grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas.
Yes.
Especially in the West, where it seems to be a great difficulty incorporating these ashrams.
Yes, it's true. It cannot but be, because here they are more or less acquainted with the varnasram system. They are acquainted. But in that part of the country, they are not at all accustomed or acquainted even with this system. Then, in every department, some form of some system is necessary. Those that have knack to earn money, then that military spirit, the leadership, and the ordinary soldiers. So everywhere, system can help to a certain extent. Systematic arrangement helps to a certain extent. But mainly the inner heart, that is all important. When a nation is dying, then system won't help it from its desired death. And when a nation is rising up, they will evolve so many systems and they will help them. So system can anukul, it can help to a certain extent, but real thing is the man. If the manpower is not courageous, then the system will gradually dwindle. If the manpower is courageous, then the system will contribute something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Organized or scattered, disorganized attempt. But now some sort of organized attempt in a system. Organized help. Once when I was in charge in Madras Mutt, I met one Ramanuja advocate named Bharadachari. Afterwards he was the president of the Supreme Court in India. He was a Ramanuja Brahmin. I met him on behalf of our Gaudiya Mutt. He told one thing. Swamiji, I do not believe in organization because whatever little knowledge I have got in the Indian scriptures, I don't find that any attempt was made by the Aryans, the Vedic scholars, in any organized form, individual enterprise. This is a land, especially the spiritual persons, they are allowed for individual enterprise. The guru, sadhu, they all tried their best to emulate the condition of the country, but by their individual capacity, not when you are organized way. So I have no faith in organization, he told clearly to me. I told, Sanghe Shakti Kalu Yugi, we find from the scriptures, but in this Kali Yuga, there is some special strength in organization. So we have accepted that method. And whatever should be attempted for the Hari, for Narayana, that is logical. Tatparatrino nirmalam, I argued in this way with him. Whatever it may be, if it is conceived for the attainment of Narayana, his devotion, his service,